Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome back. This is 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. You are in the right place for the Buffalo Bills team preview. And of course, I am your producer, Jeremiah Long. And this is the man himself, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Happy Monday, everyone, watching the show on Facebook, on YouTube, or of course, listening to our podcast. Another great team preview. We're knocking them out, Jeremiah, before the season starts in just a short amount of time in September, the regular season, what we're all looking forward to. The Bills today, a great team looking to get back to glory, get to a Super Bowl championship. I'll talk more about them in just a minute, man. I'm ready for it.
Absolutely. And for everyone watching from home, watching from their office, watching us live, watching our replay, or listening to our amazing podcast, we just want to say thank you. You are spreading our word by word of mouth to your friends and family, just telling them, hey, are you listening to 100 Yards of Football? And they will tell you, yes, I am, or no, I'm not. And it all opens up from there for us. And that's definitely the reason why we've been able to grow so quickly. So we just want to say thank you to everyone when you're watching at work, at home, listening at work, at home, when you're on the road. That is really the reason that we are here, is to be there for you. So thank you so much for over 1,000 episodes of our podcast, over 1,000 episodes of our live broadcast, and way more to come. All right, Mr. Logan Landers, the Buffalo Bills. This team preview is very special. We're coming into a big season. What do we have to look forward to?
Well, the Bills are coming off a tremendous 2021 season. Jeremiah finished with an 11-6 record, tops in the AFC East, knocked off some great teams there, and had a pretty good run in the playoffs in a just tremendous game that is still going to be talked about for years come against the Kansas City Chiefs that they just lost in the divisional playoffs, 42-36 in overtime. We all know how that one happened with the coin flip and whatnot, and a top 10 game of the season for sure, and maybe even top 10 in some all-time list. So heartbreaking defeat after a very good season. They won back-to-back AFC East championships. They won it in 2020 as well, and they're hoping for a three-peat this upcoming season in 22. Of course, led by the QB, the man who's leading the charge, Josh Allen. He's been doing really good as of late. And of course, you have some really good guys on the outside as your running back positions to help out as well. Sean McDermott, a tremendous head coach, doing his thing. You got Stephon Diggs, a great wide receiving position. He's going to be putting in work. You have Dylan Gabriel, Jameson Crowder, Isaiah McKenzie, Jake Camaro. Of course, Khalil Shakir, the man who they drafted this past season. And Luke Tenuta at the left tackle is going to be putting in some work, I think, a little bit of a backup spot. I'm ready to see how he can do. Of course, you got Deion Dawkins, Roger Saffold, Mitch Morse, Ryan Bates, and Spencer Brown holding it down on the line, looking solid this upcoming 22 season. Dawson Knox, a reliable tight end. I mentioned Josh Allen. He's been doing really good as of late. He could potentially be in some MVP talks once again. And then, of course, the backfield, Devin Singletary putting in work. James Cook, who they drafted this past season as well. So the offense is looking as good as ever, I think. They have a good amount of talent, and they are still looking really good on this team. In terms of some free agents who they've gained before I get over to the defense, and some ones who they have unfortunately lost to some other teams, let's go to the brand new Bills this upcoming 22 season. They've got Tim Settle, Saram Neal, David Quisenberry, you got Markel Lee, Jake Camara, Duke Johnson, Greg Manx. You also have Tavon Austin, O.J. Howard coming over from the Bucks, Greg Van Roten from the Jets, DaQuan Jones. You have Jamison Crowder coming over from the J-E-T-S Jets to the B-I-L-L-S. You have Jordan Phillips, Roger Saffold, who I'd mentioned. And, of course, leading into the defense, you got Von Miller. So that is going to be a tremendous pass rush. Let's get into it. Who's on the defense? Who's going to be getting to the quarterback? Who's going to be picking off the balls? I mentioned Von Miller. You know what he's up to. He is a Hall of Fame lock, I think. A very good player and experience as well. Veteran leadership. You have Ed Oliver putting in work. Greg Russo that drafted a season or two ago. Looking solid as a rock. DaQuan Jones as well. And then, of course, you got the linebackers. Matt Milano, Tremaine Edmonds. Looking good there. They got Terrell Bernard on the who they drafted this past year as well. I mentioned Kair Elam, who they drafted, young man out of Florida, looking good at the cornerback to go with Jordan Poirier and Micah Hyde at the safeties. And, of course, you got paired with Elam, Tre'Davious White. Boy, this team, Jeremiah, it's looking stacked, man. They are ready. They are geared up for a championship this upcoming year. And not to mention, I'm going to take a little bit of time for the special teams as well. They're brand new. Man, they're the man who's going to be kicking them to glory. They got a man nicknamed the Punt God, Matt Araiza, looking good there. Going to be rocking in Buffalo. I'm sure he's going to have T-shirts, merchandise all over the place. Let this Bills team, man, like I mentioned, they were 11-6 this past year. Wouldn't surprise me if they got even better, if they improve their record tenfold. And looking at their schedule this upcoming year for 2022, it ain't going to be easy. Week one, you got the champs, the number one team in the league last year, Von Miller's former team, the LA Rams, week one. High-profile matchup, primetime 8:20 p.m. start. You got the Tennessee Titans up next. That's a great team also. Then you got the Dolphins, the Ravens, the Steelers the next few weeks, the KC Chiefs week six. You're off week seven. Get you a break. Go home. Enjoy some family time. Go take a little trip, whatever you feel like doing in Buffalo. You got the Packers that next week, though, in week 8, so you got to be ready for it. The Jets in week 9, the Vikings week 10, the Browns in 11, Lions in 12, Patriots 13, the Jets again in 14. You got the Dolphins 15, the Bears 16, the Cincinnati Bengals, the runner-up in the Super Bowl last year, in week 17, and the New England Patriots to end the season, if need be, on week number 18. So this team has all the tools in its place and all of the key pieces who they've gained and along with a good draft also to go up against the rest of that AFC East, right, with the Jets, the Dolphins, the Patriots. And I think this team is still going to come out on top once again. I think the Patriots can be right behind them. Dolphins have also gained some good players as well. But I still think that Buffalo is gonna run this division this upcoming 22 season. And it would not surprise me if they make it to the Super Bowl, perhaps, in 2022. It remains to be seen, but I have very high expectations for the Bills in 2022. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, I think that we hope the same thing. Just like you were saying, they're going to start that season off against the Rams. So, you know, They've got their work cut out for them. They're going to have to come right out the gate and show what they've got. But I'm here for it. I am super here for it. I love seeing the Bills back in action, back to prominence. And I think a lot of our older fans probably are thinking the same thing. There's so many times that the Bills were in such a clutch position, so close in the Super Bowl, and just weren't able to come away with it all those different times, mostly versus the 49ers. And so it's been a really exciting era, you know, to see them really get back to prominence and really be a great team. This is the type of team I'd love to see in person one day. So, yeah, shout out to that, and shout out to all of our Bills fans out there. Mr. Logan Landers, as we have watched this and we've gotten out to 1,000 episodes of our podcast, we love telling them about this, and I just always love sharing to them how many places they can go, because we know they can go to Spotify, they can go to Apple, they can go to Amazon, they can go to Overcast, they can go to Stitcher, iHeartRadio, the Believe Podcast Network, which is our amazing sponsor. They can even use their home device to say, like, hey,
like, hey Google, hey Alexa.
Hey Alexa. Yeah. All you have to do, if you want to listen to our show on your home device, to say, hey, like Google, please play 100 Yards of Football Sports, the talk radio podcast. Or I think it works just fine if you say, hey, Google, play 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. So thank you so much for that amazing breakdown of the Buffalo Bills. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.